European heads of state have put on a happy, unified face at the G8 summit in France, but lately EU leaders have been in crisis mode. The debt problems of several states continue to shake the euro, the common currency of 17 nations. Then there's the crisis in Libya, which sparked new tensions when Germany opted out of NATO's military operation. And as if all that wasn't enough, France and Italy have been sparring over immigration in a way that seems to question the fundamental notion of a borderless Europe. NPR's Eric Westerveld has our story.
The revolutions in North Africa have put enormous strain on a cornerstone of European integration, the free movement of people and commerce in 25 European states under what's known as the Schengen Agreement. France reinstated long-abolished checks along its border with Italy after waves of undocumented migrants arrived from Tunisia and Libya. France sent hundreds of migrants back to Italy, which prompted Rome to issue temporary travel documents to thousands of refugees. The border row sparked outrage with some European Union political leaders. Belgian MP Guy Verhofstadt is president of the EU parliamentary bloc of Liberals and Democrats.
It was a ping-pong game by two governments, by Berlusconi and Sarkozy, on the back of refugees who were in fact in trouble. A game that has been disastrous for Schengen, because by reintroducing internal border checks, it contradicts the whole essence of the Union and the basic principle of the treaties.
France and Italy called a truce in their border fight and forcefully jointly called for a review of the agreement which created Europe's borderless world. But now Denmark says it plans to unilaterally introduce enhanced border controls, including more customs officers, spot checks, and video surveillance, as part of a coalition deal with the right-wing Danish People's Party. Søren Pind with the ruling center-right Venstre Party is Denmark's Minister of Integration and Immigration.
We don't want to go back to the times where you had to show your passport. But what we do want is to combat drug trade, trafficking, any kind, and that sort of criminal activity. And if that is done by an increased custom activity where you randomly work your way through without stopping everyone, then I think that's fine.
Minister Pind insists Denmark's plans to boost customs and border checks are in full compliance with the Schengen Agreement. But the European Union's top official, José Manuel Barroso, told the Danes the EU had serious doubts about whether the border plan was legal. The EU also warned that if needed, it would, quote, use all tools at its disposal to guarantee the respect of EU law. Europeans began to question whether a borderless Europe was starting to come undone. Marlene Wind is director of the Center for European Politics at the University of Copenhagen. She says Denmark's plan is the ruling party's payback to the Euro-skeptic anti-immigration Danish People's Party. Wynne says, unfortunately, it's fed the impression that Denmark today wants to close its gates to the outside world.
It's this whole scare tactic that the open borders will, there will be an influx of immigrants, of criminals, of gypsies. This is something that they use to appeal to the fear and to the lowest common denominator among these voters. And I think it's pathetic, to be quite frank.
The Schengen Agreement allows for states to temporarily reimpose border controls as a last resort under extraordinary circumstances to ensure public order. But European leaders want clarity on what that really means and whether an influx of migrants constitutes a border crisis. The EU has agreed to take up the issue at a summit in Brussels next month. Eric Westerveld, NPR News.